Fangirl Franny. A Due South fanfic by Innocent Smith. Read by Calicaria. Written for the prompt.
Post Call of the Wild, Franny discovers fandom. Any fandom you like. In between raising her gazillion kids and being an awesome cop, obviously. Does she force Elaine into beta service? Does she get into huge shipping wankfests with Turnbull? Is Welsh tormented by dramatic readings of her works in progress? Does she send links to her brother that scar him for life? Does she ask her fake brother penetrating questions about male anatomy and sexual response that make him refuse to speak to her for weeks? Do all her beautiful sex objects tend to be described as muscular and blue-eyed, without regard to their canon appearance?
Elaine says, "What?" And then she says, "Oh, for..." And, "No, no, I will not." Then it's, "Look, Franny, there's strange people on the internet exchanging porn about a TV show. What do you care what they think about your spelling?" "Where did you find this stuff? Tell me you're not writing this in your work computer. I knew this printer paper looked familiar. Is this what you've been doing instead of the Blankman report?" "I didn't say I'd edit it if you finished the Blankman report. I said you needed to finish that before you wrote any more. Because writing reports is part of your job, Franny. Which is why I proofread those." "This is not something I imagined I'd be arguing about as a cop on a stakeout. Do you think Jack and Dewey spent their last shift planning semi-legal romantic epics?" There was an unsettled pause after that last, as both Franny and Elaine realized independently, and then out loud together, that A, it was entirely possible, and B, the only thing more terrifying than that thought was trying to imagine what those stories would be about. "Okay, okay, fine. Give me the printout and you watch the building. You owe me coffee and a croissant tomorrow." A few years later, when she's putting together her site on GeoCities, she has her own website, with columns and a nice yellow patterned background and photos, the whole tamale. She thinks about not putting up those first couple stories, especially the one that goes into so much detail about the seed pearls spanning the tiny waist of Amanda's wedding gown. But really, she's not embarrassed, and she doesn't see why she should pretend to be. Everyone's got to start somewhere, right? "Francesca, I admit I glanced only briefly at this document, but as the paragraph I read included the words, 'ghosted over her trembling milk-white breast, encased in its pink lace prison,' I must conclude one of two things. Either this was not the report you meant to give me, or the Secure Invest embezzlement case had a great deal more complexity and human interest than I'd been led to believe. Also, I think you'll find that Agent Mulder has hazel eyes, not blue. That was not an invitation to tell me more, officer."
Franny's stirring a puttanesca sauce, watching this new Superman show on the kitchen TV, and thinking idly that the amount of pink that girl Lena wears is way too much, even by her own standards, when she gets a call from Welsh. She shrieks, and Maria nearly takes off a finger with the bread knife, and the babies start crying, and her ma starts praying, and it's pandemonium for several minutes before Franny can get a verb in edgewise to say, "No, nothing's happened to Elaine. Nothing's happened to Ray, or Stella, or Ray, or Benton." She, Franny, has just been asked to take the test for detective. From
Francesca V. Franny writes at yahoo.com. 2. Raymond Vecchio. rvecchio at miami-pd.gov. Ray, do a search on the word goatsy. It's important. Love, Franny. Less than 3. From Raymond Vecchio, rvecchio at miami-pd.gov. 2. Francesca V. Franny writes at yahoo.com. Do me a favor? What the hell is this? Why did you send me this? Jesus Christ! Is this what you're into now? I can't believe you would look at something like that in a house with children in it. I looked this up on one of the department computers. What is wrong with you? Elaine, who had persuaded Franny into moving to LiveJournal to begin with, buys her a permanent account on their third anniversary. She still complains that she can hear Franny taking notes in her head sometimes while they're having sex, but Franny's pretty sure she doesn't really mind. Franny, I've only read one of those books. It was for a case. Yes, the case involved kids' books. They were smuggling exotic reptiles and hollowed-out copies of The Goblet of Fire. Look, that is not the point. The point is that Harry Potter's eyes are not blue. They're green. She only mentions it twice on every page. Hey, I'm stuck in the hospital 2 days. Fraser brings me a laptop computer. I was bored. Why'd you write it if you didn't want people reading it? Turnbull ships Buffy Andrew, which is so obviously wrong on so many different levels that Franny seriously considers he might be writing those fixes some kind of secret code to send messages to his wife when she's on missions. She doesn't get into flame wars much anymore. She just tells herself the Buffy shippers will see how wrong they are in the end. But there is only so much mortal fish can bear, and Ren sending her a link to his ship manifesto when she's already traumatized by 7th season is the limit.
Ms. Malaprop and Seward's patient get written up in one of the first wank reports over at the new fanwank.
Detective Vecchio. While I did rashly say you could have some memorable decoration on your desk, I would prefer not to have to explain to the commissioner why action figures are posed in compromising positions all around your computer. When Benton's third book comes out, the one about oil drilling or whatever, he and her ex-fake brother get pickings by the publishers and the Mounties into going on a bunch of talk shows. Franny tapes all the American ones, of course, and gets Turnbull to tape and send her the ones from Canada. Fraser is... well, he's still Fraser, and beautiful, even if he looks like he'd rather be facing a firing squad than Jon Stewart. Ray is skinny and twitchy and rude, so no surprise there. Surprised isn't really the word, though, for what she is when she finds it listed for Yuletide. RPF, Canadian Explorers. There's a documentary out earlier in the year starring Colin Firth, so that's one thing. But at least 3 people have actually requested stories about S.R. Kowalski and Sergeant Benton Fraser. And when she does a little Googling, she finds a tiny but active fandom. People seem to way overestimate Ray's coolness. She ends up baiting a fic, because she's in the Yuletide chat room when one of the hippos asks if anyone can read it, and she thinks, hey, why not? It's not bad, apart from the brain-shattering thing. For some reason, though, The writer thinks Benton's eyes are gray. Ray Vecchio to me.
Why did you do this to me? Why do I not know better than to click links you send me?
Hyde quoted text. On Tuesday, December 29th, 2009, at 1550, Francesca V. Miss Malaprop at gmail.com wrote http://yuletidetreasure.org/archive/97/northwestpassage.html. Franny might not have discovered some frozen dead guy, or headed up an organized crime task force. She's never jumped out of a plane, gone undercover, or carried her partner for miles through the wilderness on her back. But she's the 27's top interrogator, for reasons that still mystify her, but she doesn't question. Harding stood by her and Elaine for enough years the whole CPD knows. Not only do you not talk snot about Welsh's lazy cops, but Bespris is being groomed for lieutenant someday. This may not have been the life she ever pictured herself leading. She'll always carry a little bit of a lamp for this one blue-eyed guy she sees every Christmas. But she's not alone in having once loved somebody she never quite got over. It doesn't matter who your old love was, if you've got your best love with you. Franny's got the weirdest family ever in the world, and she kind of likes that. She's got a girlfriend with soft skin and a soft mouth, and 367 friends on LJ. She's a detective, and a good cook, and a mother, and a writer. And yesterday, the new civilian aid guy fell out of his chair while checking out her legs in her new leather skirt. She figures that's as happy an ending as anybody could have ever thought to wish for. The end. Thanks for listening.